The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, Telesouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of Telesouth Media Incorporated.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps,
and Kirby Nixon.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show, Hope. Our mission today is to bring some hope. That's our mission each day, Bobby. And we love what we get to do. We love what we get to do on Thursday mornings here at Super Talk Radio Station with Dr. Phil. I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries. To my right is Bobby Capps, who is Director of Crosswind Ministries, been there a long time now, and also our Biblical Counselor for the Freedom Center. And to my left is now the new Director at the Freedom Center, Kirby Nixon. Welcome, Kirby.
Good morning.
So, Kirby, we usually start off, give us a little update. You've got some things that is, you're full out there, really.
Absolutely.
But you've shifted gears, made our program a little different. Give us a little update about what's going on at Freedom Center.
Lord's really, really blessing us. We've got a full house. I believe we had two guys check in this week, one coming Monday, and I believe that'll leave us with one bed. Been looking around trying to figure out how we could add one, and I just don't really know if we can.
We could put another bed in Kyle's room.
Well, that, or we have a hammock outside, and it's fixing to be fall, so,
yeah.
You know, who knows. But no, we're full. We've had a lot of good things happening. Got really blessed yesterday with a new deal from some good partners of ours.
Big shout out to Rapid Restoration,
yes.
Brady Pratt and that group.
Any of your underhouse needs, I believe they can do anything.
Any kind of leaks, things like that. And Brady just worked on our house. We just moved in. It was an older house downtown, and he shifted.
Yeah.
After we put a new roof on it and all that, and so the buy up under the house, they had to go under there and jack it up and do some stuff. And Brady done that. But they do a lot. Big shout out to Brady and his wife and their company.
Yes, thank y'all very much. But yes, we're good. We're just excited about what the Lord's doing, and we're just thankful.
All right. We just made some changes in our program. Bobby, when we started off as a 10-week program. We found out pretty quick, I don't know, within a year of being there, we moved it to a 12-week program. Well, this week, Kirby, what do we do now?
We're at 15 weeks now.
We moved it to a 15-week program, and give some reasons of that.
Well, we just think, you know, we know that 12 weeks isn't long enough. We know 15 really isn't. But, you know, it's hard to get guys to commit for much longer. But you'll get more class time. You'll get more Bobby Capps time. I don't know that there's a better – I know that I haven't met a better biblical counselor. There may be one. But we've got this one, and we're thankful for him. But just gives them a little more time to get well, you know, and then we got Ronnie with the new house over there.
Transition home, and it's started off full right off the bat.
Yeah, it's going to
so
be.
They're opening up the other side of it. I don't know exactly what he named it. Did he name it?
I'm not 100% sure yet. But
talking about the Shepherd's House.
Yeah, I heard that.
So I don't know. Or they may just be calling it Big Ron. I don't know. But Bobby, you've been doing this a long time. What does them 3 extra weeks give a guy like Randy that comes into our program?
Well, as the guys know, and Randy definitely knows, your first 6-7 weeks, you're drying out, you're kind of get your head back, and you also are really open and
able to kind of really have some big kind of breakthroughs. But then there's this little lull where everything, you know, it kind of gets boring, you know, and you begin to have that that internal grind. And back in the day, I mean, we even talked about this yesterday in group, where so many of the guys, if you asked them what was the one thing that triggered their relapse, it's boring.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, we may do a whole show on why boring triggers relapse, but it is a really big deal. But we talked about it, had a really good talk about it. Michael Dorn really broke it open and really helped us with that. But one of the things that guys, once they get settled down and once they really begin to get their head right and really begin to feel some freedom, that whole grind of life is the place where we actually fail when we leave. So we go back to our normal grind, and we're so used to like not responding to that grind in a godly way, we don't even know how to. We haven't even thought about it. We don't even know what that means. That when it show, if we can allow that to show up in the Freedom Center, where guys can just begin to feel normal, begin to grow, kind of have that itch, you know, that I'm ready to get out of here. Isn't this all? I mean, like, come on, man. I've been here 6 weeks. I know everything. You know what I mean? And it is, we really feel really good. Sometimes for the first time in a long time, we feel really good. And we've made some big breakthroughs, and we just feel, oh, good, I'm good to go. But let those next few weeks start settling in, and a little mild depression shows up, and a little funk shows up, and a little, you know, this underbelly. And all of that stuff is the stuff that we're trying to say, no, you need to learn how to live your normal, regular, routine life sober. And you just had the fun of being sober in the first 6 weeks, but now you got to feel the grind of being sober. And we're so used to having made ourselves high, if you will, you know, jacking ourselves up on Mountain Dew or whatever these guys use, whatever their particular drug of choice is. And so they're so used to living up here in this highland that coming down and living and being able to enjoy what God would call peace or shalom, like the things the way they're supposed to be. I mean, we're not designed to live in X sports. You know, we're not designed to live with this medicated rush and this adrenaline junky lifestyle. And so the guys really do face some very different and very meaningful battles in the second phase. And they're very helpful to them going forward. And, of course, like you know a lot, Tommy, you know this full well, that most of the programs that we've ever dealt with, like when we go to the national conferences, we're the only short program there. Every other program's a year long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like most people, you think Teen Challenge, right? Most of the models that are out there are year-long programs.
I've got great friends that ask me all the time, how does that work out for me, man?
Exactly.
It's a short deal.
It is a short deal. And so what we're trying to say is that, well, what is the year-long program about? Well, I get to live a whole year as a regular dude, working and, you know, doing life and learning how to be a Christian and how to live a normal life without using dope, you know, or drinking. And so I think that what happens is by stretching it a little bit, we have a little longer season to where these guys can learn how to just be regular Christians.
Yeah. And also it just gives them a time. And we have, today's a big day. It's graduation day. One of the guys, I don't know who told us this week, said, it was Jeffrey. Jeffrey Sunday night after his Eli Manning comments, he said that we was the only program he ever went to hosted a graduation and made it a big deal.
Mm.
You know, most people just get to leave on the day they finish up a program. Well, it's a big deal to us, and today's graduation day. And we'll get into Randy's story in a little bit, but, you know, from what I've seen, especially guys coming from home or off the streets, it takes these guys 3 to 5 weeks to really start feeling better, to start maybe trusting us.
Let me tell you something. This is, since we're going to talk about Randy, you know, I'm counselor. All our stories are completely private, but let me tell you something. This is last week, the very last week of him being here. You wrote something on the board that woke something up in his heart that we talked about yesterday that he had never addressed in his whole life.
Yeah.
And the thing is, and it was a massive deal. He made a connection that, like, you know, had he been gone 2 weeks ago in our 10-week program,
yeah,
that connection wouldn't have been made. And it's getting made now because he actually has some kind of space to, like, you know, think about these deeper things that he hadn't thought about before. You know what I mean? More opportunities to kind of break through and have these different conversations. Yeah. And the thing is that I'm like, and of course what I told him was, I'd like, these things will continue to happen. If you stay in the community of faith, you stay in healthy places, you'll continue to hear from God and he'll continue to show you stuff.
Well, before we go to break, let me give you some numbers I just crunched this week. We've got a 53% graduation rate. That is unbelievable. That is huge. We're super pumped about that. That guys, 53% of our guys trusted us and stayed the course and felt safe. And so I'm that's something to be thrilled about. The cost of our program far as a family, now we have to raise money to kind of extend this, but for a family member that's paying for their son or husband, brother, or whatever to come, it's costing them $35 a day for that person to get help. Nowhere even close to, nobody can match that. And that's crazy. That's $250 a week. And I'm proud of them numbers that we can offer that help. You go to a treatment program, it's $1,000-$1,500 a day,
mm-hmm,
and stuff. So we,
all the ones that,
by
we,
the way,
all the ones we have relationship are $1,000 a day is roughly the number.
And by the way, the state of Mississippi pays our local county $40 a day to house prisoners. So they're paying them more to house a prisoner and we asking a family to pay us. But now we get out here and beat the bushes, just like Kirby just brought two checks in here today. He's been helping. He's been trying to raise money. That phone call last night from Brady and Mary Grace, that just makes a major impact when somebody says, hey, we want to be a part of that. Because in reality, it cost us about $60 a day to keep somebody.
Yeah.
$65.
We have to raise half of it.
Yeah. Yep. And so we asked the family to cover $35 of that. So that's some things. Randy's number 80. We're super pumped about that, super excited about that. We've got Randy Strickland with us. He's going to be sharing during the second segment here, and we're going to be asking him questions. We may have to put a halt to him. He may talk so much, but we're gonna roll with him. But listen, you can listen to us anywhere in the world on supertalk.fm, Corinth. Punch that in if you're out of town or if you got friends somewhere. If you're listening on that supertalk.fm car info, would you text us and just let us know? 662-603-9829 is text line only. You can text us a comment, question, anything. If you know Randy here in a little bit, you can text him. If you want to encourage Randy, text us. 662-603-9829. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get to radio sponsors too.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Heavy plate lunch and dinner special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit dinnerbellcorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, dinnerbellcorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Baines & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Baines & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome you back to our second segment. We got Randy Strickland with us today. We got three or four text messages during the break, so thank you for letting us know. Your man, Josh Parson, texted. He was proud of you. He said he was listening to you. Jeff Green just texted, sounding good, proud of Randy, allowing the Lord to work in his life. Preston and them is listening on Alexa. I don't know. I guess that's TV or something. I'm not for sure. But so.
Lord have mercy.
Not a TV, but yeah. Close, yeah. Close.
Yeah,
you ain't that old. Come on.
My wife has music playing in the bathroom. I mean, that's the kitchen probably sometimes. Alexa. And I say, be quiet, Alexa.
Yeah, that's and Alexa. Then,
a few times I've called them by the wrong names.
Maria. You called it Maria one time?
No, I can't get the name right. So, but listen, we are it's pumped. It's graduation day. Kirby, you've got a list of radio sponsors. Why don't you give us that list? And you better really pump up the one.
Yeah, trust me, I've already premeditated thought on that. But no, we're very thankful for our sponsors. We couldn't do what we do without you. Brother Nick Bain, he's a great help to us and a lot of our guys. Preston, Tommy, all the guys at Corinth Mattress and Furniture Outlet. Y'all know where that's at. That's 3 miles west. We have Daniel Arthur at all the local Subways. Very thankful for him and what he does. We have my wife, my beautiful, perfect wife, and my and my perfect mother-in-law at Wilco Real Estate Group. They're downtown here for all your real estate needs. We have Crosswind Ministry. We got Mr. Capps with us today, Truett and Jordan and Angel and the whole bunch. Gatlin's Pharmacy, Bart and Don Doran, we're thankful for you guys. The Dinner Bell, they do a lot for us food-wise and just being givers. Jeff Green at Jeff's Barbershop right across from the mattress store. He cuts all our guys' hairs and cuts mine, and I actually need one today, Jeff, if you're listening. So
yeah.
I will see you soon.
I'll be by sometime after a while too, Jeff, to get bubble gum and haircut.
and Mr. and Ms. Calvary at Magnolia Funeral Home. They have been very, very good to us, and they will handle all of your needs there, and we're just thankful for them.
The mattress store has extended the Labor Day sale. They have got some deals on some memory foam 12-inch mattresses rolled in boxes. They've got some for $349. They've got some for $399. They got some fire pit gas fire pits for outside that's really, really nice for $199. So they've got some stuff for Labor Day extension sale. Bobby Kirby, why don't you, you've got your, this is your first guy since you've become the program director to be the, for graduation.
Yes, yes. We got Randy Strickland here with us. For anybody taking notes, it's Strickland. He's made sure that I got that right.
Yeah, I'm spelling right on the Bible.
It's right on his Bible, or at least I told him right. But Randy, he graduates today. He's going to go to over to Ronnie's new transition home. Again, we're just we're thankful for what the Lord's doing there. It'll be crucial for our guys who need a safe place for longer than 15 weeks. So Ronnie, he's got that up and going, and we're just thankful for that.
I described Randy last night as I was putting posts out just talking about radio show and graduation, Bobby. He was a guy that came to us as an unbeliever. Didn't want to hear nothing about this guy. A guy that seemed to be mad at the world and was in a mess. That's how he came to us.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere online, Bobby, it changed for him. He's so, leaving us as a believer, baptized guy.
Yes, sir. So, Randy, when we say unbeliever, you know, in the South, what that normally means is somebody who was, you know, raised in church, but they ain't saved. But your version of unbeliever was a little bit more hardened than that, wasn't it?
Yeah, I just didn't think God was real at all.
Yeah, and that was your whole adult experience. You just like, you know, God's not real.
Since I was 17, yeah.
Yeah, since you were 17. And so, like, he really came to us with a real, like, I mean, you could call it some sort of agnostic. You know, it's like, well, I don't think God's real. I mean, he didn't even say he might be. He just, I don't think he is.
I was pretty sure he wasn't. In my
pretty sure
mind.
He wasn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But somewhere along the way, you know, you began to, in your journey towards, like, this whole thing, you began to be open to God. Maybe God was real, right?
I started wanting to believe because I saw
other guys. I wanted to believe. Because why?
Yeah, all the other guys in the house, they were in similar situations and I was, and they were all happy and, you know, I just couldn't see myself being that, and then the only thing that was really different between me and them was they had faith, they had God. So I really started coveting their faith, I guess, and I wanted.
Yeah, I coveted their faith. I wanted to believe.
I did.
It's like, I don't believe, but man, you know, like whoever, you know, here's the difference between me and them. They've got faith, and I don't. So I kind of want what they have.
Right. Yeah.
And if the way to get it is to have faith, I kind of want to figure that out.
Right.
And then who, like, what began to really encourage you along that way?
At first, I started reading on my own with the gospel and really seeing who Jesus was. And that I really loved the gospels and just knowing about Jesus. That really helped me want to believe even more because of who he was. And one day Bobby Jackson came in. And I really wasn't expecting it, but he was talking about how the word wasn't supposed to be just read, and, you know, it was supposed to be heard and felt, and how he wasn't just, you know, talking to us about this. He was talking to himself, you know, telling these words to himself and everything. He looked right at me, and it wasn't him looking at me. It was, I could swear it was Jesus just looking right at me, his eyes so calm. And the words he was saying, it didn't seem like they were coming from him. It looked like they were coming through him straight to me. And like when he was looking at me, he wasn't looking at this. He was looking in here, behind, around, everywhere. And something kind of clicked right there, and I believed right there, right then and there, I believed for, like, it was, felt like it was going to be good. And but after about 2 days, for some reason, it started waning on me. Like, just, it went from, I know he's real, because, you know, I saw what I saw and felt what I felt, to, I'm pretty sure he's real, to, I think he's real, to, probably, maybe, you know. And then I started getting real scared, because it was slipping. I felt it. It was going away. That wasn't enough, I guess. I'm too hard-headed. And I was waiting for him to come back that next week, because I knew if Bobby Jackson came back, you know, he'd kind of rejuvenate me on that. But he had, unfortunately, he had a death in the family, and he couldn't make it that week. So I just kept, it kept slipping on me more and more and more. And he came back the week after that, and for some reason it just wasn't the same. I guess I kind of put it in my head that maybe what I felt was just in my own head, and it was, I don't know, but it just kept going, slipping away further and further, till one Sunday on July 13th, my wife was separated, but I'd still talk to her once a week, and she'd give me some of the worst news I could imagine getting. She told me that not only were we separated, but she was with someone else, and it wasn't just some kind of fling. She was real serious about it. And that really crushed me that day, and I didn't know what to do. After I got off the phone with her, I went and got a bunch of toilet paper and went up to the hammock up there on the hill. And I started praying and begging God, and like, please take this pain away from me and put yourself in there. Give me the faith that all these other guys have. Let me, all this and that. I don't know how long I was up there until I ran out of toilet paper. And then I went down to my room in the back in the Connex. I was hoping nobody would come in there. I had a roll of toilet paper, and I kept praying. And the same thing, I started repenting, and everything I could ever think of that I'd done. And I think the one that really mattered was I finally told God, I was, please forgive me for not believing in you for 20 years.
Yeah.
I don't know how long that went on for, but I started feeling like nothing was going to happen for me. But everybody says all the answers are in the book, you know. So I sat down and started looking through it and hoping to find something. And I came across a passage that Colton had told me about alcohol, because I was real interested in those in the Bible. And this was my New King James Version, which is one only one I'd read at that point, but I had a King James Version that my wife had bought me a couple years ago I'd never read. And I just wanted to see how it was worded in that for whatever reason that day. And I opened that one up, and it had some references. And one of those references led to Isaiah. Well, it led to the last verse in Isaiah 56. Which was about drinking, but that didn't, nothing for me. But just on the same page, the verse of Isaiah 56. It started out, thus saith the Lord. And that's what I was really wanting, some words from God, you know, that I felt were for me. And they were right there. It said, I hope I can keep my mind straight and remember these. It said, keep ye judgment and do righteousness, for my salvation is near to come and my righteousness to be revealed. And as soon as I was reading that, there's something happening. I feel something happening. And like right in my Bible, like in the middle, it was like right here.
Mm-hmm.
And directly to the left, it was like it was almost in line. There was Isaiah 55. 6 and 7, and it says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked man forsake his, or let the unrighteous man forsake his, let the wicked man forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Right, he will show mercy upon thee and unto God, for he will abundantly pardon. by the time I'd finished reading those, like, all the pain that I was feeling was gone. And I knew it wasn't coming back. I just knew it wasn't going to come back like that ever again. And I believed in God 100%. Mm. And it's just something I thought could never happen to me, just that flipping a switch like that.
So God took this atheist guy and made him want to believe, and then, like in the middle of this broken heart, he wanted to look to Bobby, get back, tell me something. But God was wanting to tell you something.
Right.
And then you look down at his book, and he said, your salvation is near, and seek me.
Right.
And I'll have mercy on you.
That was exactly what I
mean. And right there, he had mercy on you, right in that room.
He took that pain away.
Took your pain away.
Gave me faith that will never
gave you faith. There you go. It's a gift.
Gave
you faith so that you could believe, and you believed with the faith that he just gave you.
Right.
And, like, wow. Now you're a believer.
I am. And now, there's no going back from that. I couldn't convince myself otherwise now, because I feel like I know that he's real after that. And
by the way, he was quoting all those verses, which is difficult for us memory.
Yeah.
And
I was sitting here thinking, for a guy that come in an atheist, sure, read some scripture somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Pretty important.
Pretty important verses.
It's the Word of God.
Yeah.
It's the Spirit of
God. Yeah, that's right.
And then it's the people of
God. That's right.
And you know, if we'd have lined it up, it'd have probably been on a church altar or somewhere around the tables.
Yeah.
But it was up there around a hammock when he was running from pain. Yeah. And then he went down and picked up the Word of God and read some verses.
And I'm thinking about, you know, listen to the let the wicked man, you know, turn from his ways. And you're like, you know, you said one of the big prayers that broke through to you was, God, you know, like, forgive me for not believing in you, you know? And the thing is that God was, like, changing your heart, right? The Bible says that God grants repentance, that, like, God literally, like, comes into your heart and creates a new heart that responds to him. And he was just opening your heart up and granting you a change. And that change came out of your mouth as, I can't believe I haven't believed in you. You know what I mean? Right. And that was, you know, and like,
he gave him, I mean, he, out of his own testimony there, the gift was that he gave him faith to know that.
Yeah, the gift of faith.
It was
Tyler Johnson just texted and said, man, what a great testimony. Thankful and grateful to be hearing it on the radio.
Yeah, that was really wonderful. And by grace we're saved through faith, and that faith is a gift of God. And the fact that you, like, said, you know, here's God gave me the faith to believe, and then I believed, you know, and he showed me. I didn't, you couldn't have, like, you weren't raised up in the Bible.
No.
You couldn't have navigated that. No. He pointed your heart and mind right to the passage where he said, surely your salvation is near. And then he pointed your heart and mind right to this. Right. Son, seek me, and you'll find me, and I'm going to have mercy on you. And he indeed did.
He did.
Praise God.
Praise God.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with the third segment, and we're going to ask Randy a few questions. If you've got a question you'd like to ask Randy, why don't you text it to us, 662-603-9829. We'll be right back.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
Bain Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program.
At Baines and Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Baines and Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Baines and Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Are you a chef or a cook? Tired of the same old kitchen routine? Craving a fresh challenge? Well, the Dinner Bell is currently looking for talented, passionate cooks to join the dynamic team. The Dinner Bell offers a fun and supportive work environment, competitive pay, and the opportunity to showcase your culinary skills in what has been voted the best restaurant in Corinth. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we want to hear from you. Apply in store today, but you must be available to work nights and weekends. The Dinner Bell. Where passion for food meets a rewarding career.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Hey folks, this is Tommy Wilson. Along with my family, we own Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet right here in Corinth, Mississippi. Guys, summer's come, summer's gone. Labor Day sales is almost over. We will leave the tent and the trailer up to September the 15th. So don't miss your last days to get a good king for $399, a great full for $249, twins always starting at $99. And listen, folks, remember, you got to come 3 miles west of high prices to get them deals.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome you back to our third segment. We have been, what's the word, surprised by the presence of our own Truett Brown.
Yes.
Greatly.
When he walked in, we all just kind of abandoned our mics and just told him you can have the whole show.
Kind of just stood up.
Yeah,
paid
just
homage,
like bowed,
you know, like,
bowed down. But he didn't.
You know,
make it,
some
polls
he's got LSU number 1, 2, and 3, so he's showing up a lot more.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So
that will change.
But Randy, he said he one of the guys that graduated a few weeks ago had sent you word during a break. Cleve had sent a message. Tyler Johnson, we got a lot of text messages, people that was just really thankful for you. What it's like, what does it feel like for you to have all these men pulling for you and that they're pumped about where you at?
It feels really nice and encouraging, really.
Yeah. So, Randy, I'm sure someone's listening that your struggle was alcohol.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure there's someone listening that don't know about this God or don't, you know, may not believe that there is this God, just like in your situation, or they may be struggling with alcohol. What would you tell these people?
At one point I thought it was impossible for me to believe in God. I thought just the way my brain worked, if I couldn't see it or touch it, I just couldn't believe in him. But He is real, and if you seek him, I think he will. And if you really mean it and you really want to believe in him, I think he will find you.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a big part of why I've been on that. There's always been something missing. I knew that. I just wasn't correct inside.
What point in the program did that happen? About week 5, 6, or where did that happen?
It was July 13th.
July the 13th.
I got there on June 18th.
Write that date. Don't forget that date. So
he's got it.
We're September the 4th, so almost 2 months.
Yeah.
A month and a half ago. Yeah.
So
about so halfway
he's a month
through
in.
The,
yeah.
Yeah, about and halfway through the program.
You were saying that God had really done some things to confirm it after. Like, not only did, like, you have this big moment with him, but, like, he had also done these things to shore you up because you was this youngster in the faith. And what was one of the things that he did to confirm it to you?
Right after that happened, the feeling I had, it was like there's just so much energy rushing through me, and I was shaky, but it wasn't like a nervous shaky, and I was just so happy and, you know, praising him and walking back and forth, pacing. I didn't know what to do, but I had the dresser sitting there with the book of devotionals on it that Kirby gave me the first day I got there, and I thought, okay, let's look at this and see what it says for today. I hadn't opened it in a while. And on July 13th, it was 2 Corinthians 7:10. It was a godly sorrow leads to repentance, which work itself, or leads to repentance, which work is salvation, which isn't to be repented of. And worldly sorrow leads to death.
Yeah, and so here's this confirmation. You know, I used up all my tissues in this godly sorrow that, you know, that God brought about in my heart. You know what I mean? And it did lead to my salvation.
It did.
And the kindness of God. And so God just said, look, God was basically showing you stuff, and then he showed you what happened to you. He just
exactly
like said, this is what happened to you, son. And all these things where the Lord like comes in like this to this newborn spiritual baby and says, and confirms you and affirms you and lets you know that he's with you and what's happening in your heart. And those things are massive things. They really are.
They are.
Yep.
So, Randy, what's next? You graduate tonight. Graduation takes place at 6 o'clock tonight at Living Free Ministries. Our friends Trent and Haley Little is going to furnish us a meal afterwards. So, everyone's welcome. Randy will be sharing a little bit of this journey tonight. And Kirby here will be giving a little charge. But, look, what's next? What are you going to do next?
I'm going to the transition house for I'm not sure how long. I guess until it feels right, but I go back to work. But really, it's all new to me now because there's three things that are different in me now that haven't been for a very long time. I'm going to be single, I'm going to be sober, and I'm going to be a Christian.
Amen. So, saved, if you want to do the Baptist thing, you have to use the same letter. You have to use the same letter. So single, sober, and saved, and then you're a Baptist. And there you go. And you can preach. And so, but yeah, that's awesome. And Randy's a journeyman union electrician.
Yes, sir.
And so he can just go to the hall and sign up and get work. And so
can go to work.
Yeah, exactly. And so we're real thankful about that. And
we always, you know, we try to give them a plan when they leave, you know, about making sure you find your place in the church, local church. Continue to show up at Living Free or Celebrate Recovery, some support group. We need support. No matter if you're just starting this journey or like me, been in it 27 years, or like Truett here, been in it 60 years. I mean, we all need support and stuff. And then number three is continue to work on the guy in the mirror. You know, during the break a little bit ago, you told us you got blindsided by a lesson the other day. And that's just, you know, something that tells you you got to continue to work, you know, and we're going to be learning. Bobby, I'm 27 years in and I'm learning. I'm always learning, you know, like yesterday in the Proverbs group or yesterday, I learned some stuff there yesterday and just sitting around the table listening to these guys. So that's the three things. And then, you know, getting a job, going to work. I talked to a young man yesterday that's on fire, witnessing everything. But I encouraged him. I mean, he's got him a job, and he'd been missing a day here and there. Brother, we can't miss work. I mean, you got to show up for work. You know, we go to work and then learning how to handle money. So I'm excited, Kirby. What's it been like for you to see Randy and where he's at now and where he's going?
Well, just any time that you can see God open a man's eyes and just change everything about him. You know, I did his intake that day, and I usually keep it pretty simple. I tell him that we, you know, only thing we got to give you is point you to Jesus, and we ain't got nothing else. So if you're looking for a magic equation or something like that, we don't have it. But we can show you a man that can save you and that can heal all your brokenness. But he was broken. You know, when I mentioned the Lord in his intake, he didn't ever tell me he didn't believe then, but I could tell he just really wasn't, you know, he was just being compliant that day. But no, Randy, it's just a blessing, that the Lord's put me here that I can, you know, just it's nothing that we do, Bobby, Tommy, Truett, me, and nobody else that comes and pours into us. It's all the work of the Lord that changes a man, you know.
And I love even how you said it. You know, you said, you know, I was when Bobby was talking, I could tell it was the Lord, and it was like something different was happening. He was talking to the very inside of me as if he knew the inside of me.
Exactly.
And then I was looking for Bobby, like thinking there might be Bobby. But the Lord's like, no, it's me.
Yeah.
I'll show you it's me a whole different way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and so that's good. I mean, it's not us. It really isn't us. You know, it's the Lord. He breaks through. He shows you things. Like, Tommy was just writing something on the board that he's written on the board 100 times.
Yeah.
You know, but like, the Lord was, who is the wonderful counselor, Isaiah 9:6? The Lord said, oh, no, Randy, like, I need to pull that up to the surface so you can deal with that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, like, you had a new level of understanding about something that you, and it had, what was really multidimensional, and it was really helpful. What? Why? Because the wonderful counselor now lives inside you, and he's healing you and helping you. You know, when Jesus showed up, I mean, his first comment was, he said, the Spirit of the Lord's upon me. I'm here to preach good news. I'm here to set captives free, and I'm here to heal broken hearts.
Yeah.
And you have felt him do that to
Absolutely.
You, like, for real. But guess what? There's a lot of brokenness that he still has yet to heal.
Yeah.
I learned that. It was 10 years before some of the major things in my life began to show up. And it was like, maybe I couldn't take it all at once or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Lord's my shepherd. He's a good shepherd, by the way. And so, but he showed up, healed me, helped me, changed me. And he's doing the same for you.
We're going to take our last break, and then we'll come back and wrap it up. Man, Randy, you have talked so much. The hour just flew by.
Sure.
So, man, we're excited. Graduation tonight, 6 o'clock at Living Free Ministries, and our friend Randy Strickland will be sharing that journey tonight. You're invited to come. We'll be right back.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists, you're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we're back. We ain't got a whole lot of time left here today, but we just got a thing from one of our former alumni guys that was there with Randy for a little bit. Read that.
Yeah, this is from Tanner Joy. Tanner, we love you, man. We miss you. We're proud of you, proud of what you're letting the Lord do in your life. But he sent a word of affirmation for Randy, and it's resilient. He said, I know that Randy's been through a lot very recent. He has come out on the other side, still being very kind to others, and is willing to put his faith in our Lord despite his hardships. That kind of attitude is very rare. He also says, don't let your own beliefs about yourself get in the way of who the Lord says you are. Learn to view yourself through his lens rather than our flawed sight. That's good.
Good. Thank you, John.
All right.
Thank you.
Again, tonight's graduation, always great to hear from alumni brother Bobby D. He's number 80.
Number 80.
Out of about 155, 156 guys, we got 12 out there right now. We'll have 11 after Randy graduates tonight. So that number is pretty good. We're thankful. We're getting close to 100. And, man, Randy, we are proud of you.
Thank you.
When your sister started calling me and she said he don't want to hear nothing about God, he don't want nothing about no God program. I said, well, we can get him a program like that, but look, he needs to be with us. And the door opened, you came, and we're proud to have met you. Tonight, graduation at Living Free Ministries. We start at 6:00. He'll be presenting his certificate, a Bible, and get to share a little bit. How long are you going to talk tonight, Randy? About an hour and a half?
Well, not long at all, hopefully.
I just wonder, man, what would you tell the guys at the program?
I really didn't, even when I was paying attention and stuff in classes, and I still need to work on this, taking notes when you're in there, I know we're all paying attention, but it kind of slips from you when you don't have those notes to go back and reflect on.
He told me the other day he wished he would have journaled. So, guys, just a challenge. Journal how you there.
Yeah.
Guys, we always close this program by reading the book of Jude, verse 24 and 25. It's just a reminder of my old friend D. Dodd. He always closed it. We're going to ask Randy to read this as we close our program.
Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.